We are modeling a jacket today. We are making the measurements.
Zaha has two main activities, being a tailor and teaching other women how to sew. That day, she was giving a workshop to 10 women in Fush Kosova, Kosovo Polje.
This is the first time for these women to be involved in tailoring. We have two machines here, and I'm teaching the women. They like it a lot. First, they learned how to draw, and now they are practicing their skills. They are very good students, and we are having a good time. I love this job. I told the women they will benefit from the tailoring course. They will be able to tailor on their own, they can be independent, they can make money out of this. They are enjoying the training, and they are hard workers.
This workshop is part of a project led by ECMI Kosovo, the European Centre for Minority Issues, and funded by the United Nations Trust to End Violence Against Women. The project mainly targets women from the Roma, Ashkali, Egyptian and Serbian minorities in four municipalities. It aims at giving them the tools to become more independent. Among those attending Zaha's sewing workshop, a 17-year-old girl from Fush Kosova, Kosovo Polje.
I knew very little about tailoring. I am gaining tremendous experience here through the training. Some friends told me about the course. My mother is old and could not attend, so she told me that I should come instead. I believe that I will open my own organization in the future that will help the poor. I also plan to open my tailoring shop and recruit poor people. I appreciate the course because we are acquiring basic and more advanced skills.
Within the project, different workshops, trainings and discussions were organized, involving around 800 persons, according to ECMI Kosovo. Some had English, literacy or accounting classes. Others learned how to write a project proposal or trained in hairdressing. Lectures on breast cancer and other women's health issues were also organized. Yeta Bakia is a manager of the project.
The aim of the project is to increase the capacities of women in the targeted municipalities in order to protect and promote their rights. ECMI Kosovo, with its partner organizations, organizes a lot of activities, capacity training, round tables, where we discuss different issues of concern. We organize 3-month skills trainings where we help women from all from these four communities to increase their capacities to generate incomes. We organize a lot of meetings also with men. We discuss with them why it's important to protect and promote women's rights. And we focus on gender-based violence and on early marriages, especially if we talk about Romashkali and Egyptian communities. So we encourage men. We invite leaders, men leaders, to explain why it's important to support women to get education and not get married, as there are a lot of cases in 14, 15 years. We, as an organization, our mandate is to protect and promote minority rights, including women. We think that to discuss about women's rights is never enough, so we need a lot of projects that really will increase awareness of the public, men and women, including, to protect and promote these rights.
Yeta and all the people working on this project are aware that they are helping women in only four municipalities. They hope that in future, with support for new projects and initiatives, they will be able to reach even more women throughout Kosovo. 107.2 Ophelia.